My name is Guy Dare, and I'm the Associate Director for Design at Canary Wharf Group. It was always anticipated that the estate would be built in phases, and Cabot Square was always seen as the initial phase of buildings, and that included the iconic Caesar Pelly Tower of One Canada Square as a landmark, but also really as the midpoint on the original estate running east-west. So the low-rise buildings, relatively low-rise buildings, they're 12 office floors typically, around Cabot Square formed the first phase and were originally occupied, certainly 25 Cabot Square was occupied by Morgan Stanley, and 1 Cabot Square was Credit Suisse First Boston. And they were originally some of the founding partners, along with what was then Olympia in New York, that latterly became Canary Wharf Group. But the same organization of people and team over the years, there's that consistency of ownership and involvement in the project. I mean, originally Olympia in New York, as the developer, commissioned buildings from the likes of Troughton McCaslin, SOM, KPF, and Caesar Pelly simply on the basis that they would retain ownership in those buildings. And that was very much part of the ethic and the vision that Paul Reichman had, who was the founding and chairman of Olympia New York. Paul Reichman famously suggested that in the mid-80s, he famously suggested that there were 6 1 million square foot buildings in New York, in Manhattan, and London had none. Do the maths. Yeah. So that demand was something that was inevitably going to materialize. And I think it's fair to say that the original occupiers of Morgan Stanley and Credit Suisse First Boston were still somewhat worried about risking their necks in terms of establishing their corporate headquarters away from merchant banking had traditionally been both in the city and also in the West End. Morgan Stanley moved head and soul from Mayfair, effectively, out to Canary Wharf from significantly smaller buildings, and were worried that at 500,000 this building was perhaps oversized. Over a period of time that proved to be incorrect, but I think it was always anticipated that the second phase from One Canada Square eastwards around Canada Square itself, where we now have the triptych of towers of HSBC, Citigroup and One Canada Square, was always going to be the densest and tallest part of the development.